1943年12月20日
December 20, 1943
欧洲战场的天空灰蒙蒙的 一架被打得稀烂的美军 B-17 轰炸机正歪歪斜斜地往英吉利海峡的方向挣扎
A battered B-17 American bomber, its paint peeling and its wings askew, struggled through the gray skies of the European battlefield, heading towards the English Channel.
4台发动机废了2台, 尾翼
Four engines broke down, two tail wings were damaged.
被高射炮撕掉了一半, 机身上布满拳头大小的窟窿,
The fuselage was torn apart with a hole the size of a fist on one side.
冷风裹着弹片呼啸地往里灌, 驾驶舱里
The cold wind carrying fragments of ice howled into the cockpit.
机长查理布朗死死攥着操纵杆,
Captain Charlie Brown gripped the steering wheel tightly.
手掌心全是汗,
My palms were sweating.
他们刚轰炸完德国不来梅, 飞机就被地面炮火打成了筛子, 机组
They were just bombed by the German aircraft over Bremen, and the ground artillery turned them into a pile of wreckage.
9个人里5个重伤,
9 people, 5 were seriously injured.
所有防御机枪都哑了火,
All the defensive machine guns were firing.
连一颗还手的子弹都打不出来,
Even a single shot couldn't be fired.
查理脑子里只剩一个念头,
Charlie only had one thought in his mind.
撑住, 能撑多远, 撑多远。
How long can it last? How long can it last?
就算最后掉进海里,
Even if I fall into the sea in the end,
也得把这帮重伤的兄弟往家的方向多带一步, 盯上。
Also, make sure to keep a close watch on the wounded soldiers and guide them towards their homes.
他的人叫弗朗茨·斯蒂格勒，德军王牌飞行员，已经击落了22架敌机。
His name is Franz Stiger, a German ace pilot who has shot down 22 enemy aircraft.
再拿下一个，就能戴上飞行员最高的荣誉。
One more, and you'll be the most respected pilot.
骑士铁狮子勋章，那天的命令是铁打的。
The order of the Knight Lion's medal was firm.
见到盟军轰炸机,
Seeing the Allied bombing,
必须击落违抗军令,
Must eliminate unauthorized personnel.
就是死罪。
Two crimes.
弗朗茨驾着战斗机升空,
France took off in the fighter plane.
远远就锁定了这架摇摇晃晃的 B-17 手指, 本能地搭在了扳机上。
He had already locked onto the wobbly B-7 and instinctively put his finger on the trigger.
可当他逼近到100米距离正准备扣下去的时候,
When he was approaching and about to pull the trigger,
整个人像被什么东西狠狠撞了一下。
The whole person seemed to have been hit by something.
他看见了轰炸机内部的景象。
He saw the interior of the bomber.
透过那些张着嘴的弹孔,
Through those gaping muzzle ports,
他清清楚楚地看到, 机舱里横七竖八,
He clearly saw the passengers lying in various positions in the cabin,
躺着缠满绷带的伤员,
A wounded man lying on his back,
血沿着地板缝往下渗,
It's leaking down the floor seam,
所有的机枪位都空着, 枪管无力地耷拉着,
All the machine gun positions were empty, with the barrels hanging limply.
没有反击的炮手,
No gunner to counterattack.
没有拼命的眼神,
No desperate eyes.
只有一整架飞机上活生生的人命,
There are only few people alive on the plane.
弗朗茨的手指僵在了扳机上,
France's fingers were frozen on the trigger.
一边是军令如山的必须击落,
On one side, there are targets that must be shot down.
一边是毫无反抗能力的敌人,
On one side is an enemy with no ability to resist.
一边是唾手可得的铁狮子勋章,
On one hand, there's the readily available Iron Cross Medal.
一边是十一条鲜活的生命。
On one side are 11 living beings.
一边是你死我活的国仇家恨。
It's a matter of life and death, a national and familial hatred.
一边是人之所以为人的那条底线。
On one side is the fundamental basis of what it means to be human.
脑子里的交战比任何一场空战都要激烈。
The battle in my mind is more intense than any air battle.
而最终，他松开了手指。
And finally, he loosened his fingers.
他做了一个让查理完全无法理解的动作。
He made a move that completely baffled Charlie.
飞到 B-17 的机翼侧面。
Fly to the side of the wing of B-17.
拼命朝查理打手势。
Keep gesturing towards Charles.
示意他跟着自己飞。查理整个人都懵了。
He was stunned when he saw the man flying.
一个德军的王牌飞行员不仅不开火。
The German ace pilot not only didn't fire,
还在给自己领航。
Still leading yourself.
他不知道这是陷阱。
He didn't know it was a trap.
还是某种他不明白的战地规矩。
Some kind of battlefield rules he doesn't understand.
但眼下除了照做。
But now, besides doing,
他别无选择。
He had no choice.
于是这。
So,
这架残破的轰炸机。
This dilapidated bomber.
像一只受伤的大鸟，摇摇晃晃地跟在一架德军战斗机后面，穿越了硝烟和云层。
Like a wounded big bird, it swayed and followed a German fighter plane through the smoke and clouds.
弗朗茨带着他绕开了德军防空炮的射程。
France managed to avoid the range of the German anti-aircraft guns.
一直送到了英吉利海峡的边界。
Always delivered to the border of the English Channel.
进了盟军的防空范围。
Entered the range of the Allied forces.
弗朗茨才朝查理晃了晃。
France shook Charles.
机翼掉头。
Wing turn.
飞回德国。落地之后。
After returning to Germany.
查理把机组兄弟叫到一块儿，大家约定这件事烂在肚子里。
Charlie gathered his team and told them that they had all agreed to keep this secret.
绝不能说在那个非黑即白的战争年代。
Absolutely not in that black and white era of conflict.
没人会相信一个纳粹飞行员放过了美国兵。
No one would believe that a Nazi pilot let a US soldier go.
搞不好。
Maybe.
还会被扣上通敌的帽子。
They will also be accused of being traitors.
弗朗茨那边更是如此。
France was no exception.
他回到基地没跟任何人提起违抗。
He didn't mention disobeying anyone when he returned to the base.
直接命令。
Direct order.
这事儿一旦暴露。
Once this matter is exposed.
军事法庭是轻的。
Military court is light.
直接枪毙。
Shoot to kill.
也不是没有可能。
It's not impossible.
这个秘密被两个人各自埋进了心底最深的地方。
His secret was buried in the depths of their hearts.
一埋就是半个世纪，战争结束了。
It has been half a century since the war ended.
查理回到美国，娶妻生子。
Charlie returned to the United States to marry and have children.
过着最普通的日子。
Living the most ordinary life.
弗朗茨留在德国转行当了工人。
France stayed in Germany and became a worker.
日子平淡安稳。
The days are peaceful and stable.
可谁也没忘了。
No one forgot.
1943年冬天。
1943 winter.
那趟飞行，两个人各自在夜里醒着的时候。
During that flight, the two of them were awake at night.
都会想起另一架飞机上那个从未说过一句话的身影。
I can still remember the figure on the other plane who never spoke a word.
1990年，查理把这段经历写进了回忆录。
In 1990, Charlie wrote about this experience in his memoirs.
开始四处托人打听当年那个德军飞行员的下落，找了整整四年。
I spent a whole 4 years searching for the whereabouts of that German pilot, asking around and asking around.
1994年
1994.
他终于联系上了弗朗茨。
He finally managed to contact France.
隔着大西洋。
Cross the Atlantic.
两个白发的老人把藏了51年的秘密。
Two elderly men revealed a secret that they had kept for 51 years.
彻底摊开，电话里。
Lay the phone flat on the table.
弗朗茨的声音有点发颤。
France's voice was a little shaky.
他说，我一直在想。
He said that I have been thinking about.
你们有没有安全落地？查理。
Do you have a safe landing for Charlie?
攥着话筒半天。
Holding the microphone for half a day.
说不出一个字。
Can't say a word.
后来他们见面了。
Later they met.
从曾经针锋相对的敌人。
From former enemies.
变成了无话不谈的挚友。
Became inseparable friends.
往后十几年。
In the past 10 years.
像亲兄弟一样走动。
Walking like siblings.
两家人也坐在一起吃过饭。
The two families also ate together.
聊着那些不用再躲躲藏藏的往事。
Talking about those past events that no longer need to be hidden.
2008年2月。
February 2008.
布朗茨在德国离世。
France died in Germany.
短短几个月后。
In a matter of a few months.
查理也在美国走完了一生。
Charlie also lived a full life in America.
这场穿越战火与国界的善意。
This is a journey through war and borders.
从来不是什么惊天动地的英雄史诗。
It was never a sensational or dramatic heroic tale.
他只是两个最普通的年轻人。
He was just an ordinary young man.
在最黑的夜里守住了自己心里的那道微光。炮火能炸毁一架钢铁做的飞机，却炸不碎。
In the darkest night, I guarded the faint light within.
人性里那份最柔软也最坚韧的东西。
The most tender and resilient thing in human nature.